After an incredible amount of rain has fallen over the last few days. In fact, in the month of November so far, through November 7th, over 8 inches of rain has fallen. And we're getting close after just 7 days to the all-time record of November in 1998 of 11.6.
In fact, you know, those 3.5 inches that we need to actually break this record, not that you want it, very likely that this is going to occur because we have more rain coming in down the pipeline.
A big one on Friday, and that'll create some travel problems out there, I'm sure. Speaking of travel, attendant, this is Travel Desk Now with Nicole Mitchell, our business travel analyst.
You know, Nicole, I think Illinois...
Yeah, call it a big runoff in the Pacific Northwest, and we're not talking about politics here. We're talking about the rain. It has been awful. It has been eating away at roads and land, leaving homes teetering on the edge of destruction. The scenes you're looking at here are just incredible. Thick rivers of mud and muck that have washed away cars and homes and, in some cases, lifetimes of mementos for folks, rivaling the flooding of 1996 in the Willamette Valley. Well, rain on Friday. Here's the way it looks for the river situation. The Skagit River near Concrete, Washington, and also the Snoqualmie River near Carnation are both under major flooding conditions. And it is either major or moderate. There's nothing in between in Washington. And it looks as though the situation will be exacerbated on Friday. This system is weak in the Gulf of Alaska. This will arrive by Friday as it heads eastward and brings some very strong winds and very heavy rain to the Pacific Northwest coastline. Well, we had a winner, didn't we, Heather, in terms of one election? That would be people who voted for warm weather.
That's right. You know, when it comes to Election Day victories, the warmth wins hands down. Today, some cities in the nation's heartland will be 20 and even 30 degrees above average. You gotta love it when you see numbers like this. So the warmth wins, the cold air is defeated. And what kind of numbers are we looking at? Well, for example, check out Minneapolis, 71 today. That's 26 degrees above average. And in Kansas City, 80 today. Look at that. Your average high this time of the year is 56. Dallas, 84 compared to 68. And Denver, 81. So very warm conditions. So hot stuff coming in today. And today, you know, you want to point out that Minneapolis, while you're going to see 71 today, and today you could wear your flip-flops, as we move into Friday, it's the temperatures that are going to flip-flop. And we will find much colder air coming in, 37 degrees. And instead of flip-flops, you'll probably want to wear your boots because we do have the opportunity of seeing some snow.
Now, if you're planning a trip to the Midwest, you're going to have to pack a wide variety of clothes. Right, Adam?
Absolutely. Basically, from west to east, it goes wet, hot, wet. Today in the nation's heartland, warmth rules here. In fact, several places could set record highs. Denver's one of those places. In fact, Denver, we're going 81, 82 today. If we hit 80 or higher, that will be an all-time November record. Today, we're going 71 degrees in Minneapolis, way above average, obviously. A couple of scattered showers, and then as a strong cold front moves through, we go from the 70s, way above average, to below average. So, how about Minneapolis? 71 degrees today, and again, that's 27 degrees above average. St. Louis, you'll be 13 above average, mid-60s around Chicago. How's that? 13 degrees above average. So,
and there were some fatalities here, too, a couple of them here in the south as Dixie Alley lit up. At least there and further north into the Ohio Valley, this was the warm part of the storm. The preliminary count now, 27 tornadoes. Numerous reports, of course, of homes and buildings damaged or destroyed. Well, have you heard about this? Check this out. Record late freeze for Buffalo. For the first time this season, we had a temperature of 32 or below. We're right around 32 right now. But at 4:47 in the morning, last night, it was 69, and that tied a record. That was Buffalo, New York.
Although you are watching your temperatures fall today.
It's about 20 degrees colder today than what you saw this time yesterday.
And here's a look at the 24-hour temperature change. I'll tell you what, we have dropped quite significantly from Boston to Norfolk and even Washington, D.C., with temperatures well below what they were this time yesterday by a good 21 degrees in Boston.
Big news is going to be the wind throughout the plains. We had a report just within the past hour across western Minnesota, a 55-mile-an-hour wind gust. Let's talk more about the windy weather here with Carl.
Well, the winds have been howling today in the Midwest, gusts close to 40 miles an hour around St. Louis and that valley. So anywhere from Rhinelander and Madison down into Green Bay, Chicago, Peoria, into Indianapolis, Detroit, Cleveland, Cincinnati, it is going to be a very windy day. Winds gusting to over 50 miles an hour tomorrow. That in Greenfield, Tennessee, seven homes have been damaged or destroyed. In Ellettsville and Monroe County, Indiana, a report of debris falling from the sky near Bloomington, and there is tornado damage to homes in Martin County, Indiana. County. These cells are generally moving towards the northeast at about 50 miles an hour, rapidly moving northeast. And folks, that is not going to give you time to outrun these tornadoes by car, so forget about that. If you get a tornado warning, you want to get into safe shelter immediately. Get to the lowest floor of your house, to an interior room. Put as much wall space between you and the tornado as you possibly can. And stay away from the windows. Look at all of the tornado warnings here in central parts of Tennessee. Unbelievable night here. We've got tornado warning for Davidson County, tornado warning to the north for Robertson County, Cheatham County to the west, Dixon County, and then into Humphreys County, Benton County. These are all tornado warnings, mostly Doppler radar indicated. Perry County, Hickman County, then to the south we have Lewis County, Maury County, and Lawrence County. And we have had a number of reports of damage in these areas. Folks, please take these tornado warnings very seriously. Do not wait until you hear something or you see something. If you get a tornado warning, take it seriously, because again, we've had a number of reports of damage already.
And this is an unprecedented situation for this time of year. Now, in less than a month, more than 600,000 acres have burned. That is the worst it has been in half a century. Very much, and the problem is tomorrow will be the windiest day yet, Jim.
Yeah, I mean, what's going to come first? We're going to run out of places to burn, or, you know, is the wind going to take this thing all the way to the Gulf Coast?
And it might take perhaps till next tropical season to really get the needed rainfall to pick up these rainfall deficits.
Yeah, this is a dangerous situation. We've seen a lot of these fires in the plains, you know, but if you go into Louisiana and Arkansas, where we've actually had timber which has been blown over from the hurricanes, and it's dried out, there's a lot of fuel out there.
You have Dallas,
so that's
Austin,
a big threat.
6 to 9 inches of rain just to kind of beat this drought, and 12 inches east of that in Texarkana.
You know, we really need a pattern change. I mean, that's the best way I can put it to you. I mean, there's a hint of one coming up, let's see here, 18th, 19th of January, maybe some rain for Texas, but yeah, that's what we really need. I mean, we really need a good 2 to 4 inch rainfall all across this area to come up, and that will be with the pattern change. All right, here's the acres burned. You can see we're almost near, you know, half a billion. That's a good chunk. And what is average, just a far cry from that. We showed you this graphic at the top. If you go back through December, it is over half a billion, 600.